when we speak about moving mukteh, so we have a few ways to move mukteh. We know that we're not allowed to touch a mukteh item directly and move it. We also know that if we have a tablecloth or a table, and on that table you have the peels of pistachios, you have things that are not edible anymore, so they become mukteh. You ate watermelon, you have the watermelon peel that's left, it's not edible, that's mukteh. So I'm allowed to move the tablecloth with the things on it. I'm allowed to take my talis bag with my talis, even though there might be something mukteh, a pen at the bottom of the talis bag. Why am I allowed to move it? So we said there are instances where... What?
The peels are mukteh.
The peels are mukteh, right.
If you put some good one in it and you throw everything...
One step at a time. So when we speak about moving on Shabbos, when you move a tray, and there are multiple things on the tray, so then we call that tiltul min atzad. You're moving something indirectly. Tiltul min atzad. It's a literally it means moving something from the side, but the more accurate translation would be an indirect way of carrying it. There's another type of tiltul called kileachar yad, that you carry something by the way. You're not doing it in the regular way. We will still discuss how can I do A, how can I do B, where do they come to play. We'll see now. We'll try to break it down. So I'm allowed to take my bag that has my talis and my siddur and a pen in it down at the bottom somewhere, because I'm taking it for the sake of my talis and my siddur. So Chazal allowed me to do tiltul min atzad. My talis bag did not become a basis the davar asur, right? Because my talis bag has my talis and my siddur. There's a pen stuck somewhere in there and hidden somewhere in there. But at the end of the day, that's not the main purpose of my talis bag. You have a glasses case, the example we gave last week. And stuck into the glasses case is a screwdriver that you use to fix your glasses. So if it's got this little compartment in your glasses case, you can't just shake it out. Now you have your glasses and this screwdriver in the glasses case. You're allowed to take the glasses case because it's not a basis ledavar asur. The glasses case is actually housing your glasses and that. And when you're moving the screwdriver, so that's tiltul min atzad. You're carrying it by the way. It's not a direct handling of mukteh. So that's only permissible when I'm doing it for the sake of what's permissible. Meaning I wouldn't be allowed to take the glasses case because I want to have the screwdriver with me. I would be allowed to do it because I want the glasses and the glasses case with me. So that's called, in halachic terminology, tiltul min atzad. I'm carrying it indirectly. Letzorech davar hamutar. The reason I'm carrying it is for the sake of the permissible item. I'm carrying the talis bag because I want the talis, not because I want the pen. What if I want both? So then it's not permissible. If my intention is, I want the talis and I want the pen, I want the glasses and I want the screwdriver to be with me where I'm going. You might say, I want the glasses. I don't have a way of taking out the screwdriver right now. So okay, it'll come with me here, there, back and forth, but that's not my intention. So again, if it's tiltul min atzad, if I'm carrying it indirectly, but it's litzorech davar asur, but really I'm doing it because I also want the mukteh item. I want to bring the screwdriver with me because on Matzei Shabbos I'm going to fix my chavrusa's glasses. So I take the glasses case with my glasses, but I'm very happy I'm going to have the screwdriver with me at the end of Shabbos because I'm going to use it. So that's prohibited because that's considered I'm also doing it as a way of carrying the mukteh item. But if I'm doing it just to take the glasses, I don't care to have the screwdriver with me back and forth. So then I'm doing tiltul min atzad litzorch davar hamutar. I'm carrying it indirectly, and my intent is specifically for the permissible item. That's mutar. That's permissible. Okay, so now we come to our Shabbos table. You have a tray or you have a Shabbos table, and you want to take that tray with whatever item it is, you want to take them somewhere else. So let's say, what's a practical example today? Right, but there you really want to move the candles too. Because there, in all honesty, you want the candles there also. Okay, I don't know. I don't know of a good example. When you move the Shabbos candles, it's a little different, because you don't need the Shabbos candles there, you just don't want them here. It's not that you want the candles over there. You want to clear the table and they're in your way. So there you say the tray is a basis for both of them. What? I didn't hear you. Flowers aren't muktzah. Cut flowers, yeah. I can't think of a good example right now, so we'll leave it as a theoretical halacha for now. He's elaborating on the same concepts we already explained, so we're going to move on. If you can shake the mukta item out, so then you should shake the mukta item out. That's why I gave an example where the pen isn't the bottom of your talis bag. If you're going to try to shake it out, your talis is going to fall on the ground. Your sitter is going to fall on the ground. If you could just shake it out and no harm will be done, so then you should do that. If you're worried that the muktzah item will break if you shake it, or something else will break if you let it fall, then you don't have to. The example the Gemara speaks about is you have a barrel with a rock on it. And if you're going to, the rock is a big rock that's weighing down the lid of the barrel. If you're going to tilt the barrel so that the rock falls off, it's going to break your other barrel. You have earthenware barrels, right? You have wine barrels. You don't want to tilt it and have it fall and break the next barrel. So there, Chazal didn't tell you you have to tilt it and just break your other barrels. So the time that tiltul min atzad is permissible is when you can't shake out the mukta item in an easy way. Maybe we'll pause here. We have to. What did we see so far? We saw that carrying a muktzah item through a tray or a bag where I'm carrying other things and my intention isn't for the muktzah item, that's called tiltul min atzad. We saw that when my intention is not for the muktzah item but for the permissible item, that's called tiltul min atzad, litzorch devar mutar, and that's permissible. We saw that when I want it for the sake of the item that's prohibited, even if I want it for both, that's considered the tzoch davara asur, and that's prohibited. We saw that when I can get rid of the mukta item, I can shake it out or shake it off without any harm being done to the mukta item or something else, then Chazal did not permit me to do tiltul min hatzad. I have to shake out the mukta item. This question comes up when you want to go to someone, let's say, for Shabbos. Or, so let's say you're going to someone for the Friday night meal. So sometimes the person lives an hour's walk away from here. So you want to take a bus to the person's house. Problem is, what are you going to do with your change? Or with your bus ticket on the way back? How are you going to get it back here? You're preparing to go to the hospital because your wife is in her 9th month. And you want to prepare a bag to take with you. So, again, the question becomes, how can you prepare that bag so that you can take the mukta items with you? You want to have, let's say, a flashlight. You want to have your wife's medical papers. You want to have your wallet, maybe, when you're going to the hospital. So here, we would say, when you set up the bag, so set it up with your wallet on the bottom, put the mukta stuff in a way that you can't really pour it out without harming or damaging or losing your mukta items. And then your bag becomes a basis of davara mutar v'asur. There are more details which we'll learn as we go along, but this comes up, meaning it comes up when you're at someone's house just for the Friday night meal and you come back, or when you want to prepare a bag which you want to take with you with the mukta items, because you're going somewhere that you might need that, either on Shabbos or after Shabbos. So then you want to know, how can I set up my bag in a way that I'm going to be able to carry both, that my bag is a basis. What we learned today teaches me that if I'm carrying the bag because I want the mukta items and also the non-mukta items, then I'm running into the problem, the challenge of, this is tiltul min hatzad, I'm carrying it in an indirect way, but it's also litzorech davara asur. It's also for the sake of the prohibited item. So that's going to be our challenge, to figure out how can we do this in a permissible way. And it does come up. And it comes up rather often in the laws of Shabbos. We'll get there, Biz Hashem.